This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. It's so good to be in Lafayette. I actually love this town. Used to visit it quite a bit. And we're at 318 Gilbo Road with Primary Care Plus, your doctors for life, opening a new location here. This is very much about economic development, and we thought it was appropriate to visit with one of the folks here that serves on the city council, Mr. Elroy Broussard, District 1 member of the city council. Mr. Broussard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So we were talking offline. You served a number of years on the school board.
Yes.
Recently elected to the city council. Did you grow up in this area?
Yes, I grew up on the north side of town, which is the area I now represent. Lifelong residents of Lafayette, and raised my kids here.
No changes since you were a kid.
No changes. I just moved from one side of the street to the other. Parents kicked me out, so I had to move and make my own way.
I resemble that story.
Yeah. It told my head to leave.
So, obviously, a lot of excitement about Primary Care Plus coming to the city. I've been on a number of these openings and locations and have really enjoyed getting to meet folks like yourself. Your thoughts about this?
Well, I want to say welcome to the new facilities, Primary Care Plus. That we always looking for ways to make our community healthy. And I was representing the north side of town. I wish they would have came a little closer to my area. But nevertheless, I want to say welcome and thank y'all for coming here. The facilities are beautiful. I don't know how we're going to get the word out as far as taking advantage of what they have to offer. Speaking to one of the young ladies that gave me the tour, what would be nice if we can educate the public on everything they have to offer. She was filling me with so many things that they do. And I just wish that we can find a better way of communicating about what's available to them. That's important.
That's part of the reason why we're here today. But you were obviously impressed with what they talked about and the method of that they deploy in delivering medicine.
Yes. It's the modern day. I mean, change bring about progress. Progress bring about change. And hopefully this is a positive move. And they just come in here and maybe getting the word out. I know this radio station is covered a lot of area. When I was out, in traveling and listening to radio station back, it was really informative.
Yeah.
And interesting back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was very interesting. But back years ago when you were ill, you had to go to the doctor's office or the hospital. But now with so many healthcare facilities open up, it gives us an edge and no excuse for not taking care of yourself.
Not taking care of yourself.
The old medication that we used to take, I think it was more of a mindset. You would wish yourself in health, but that's no longer the case. Castrol was everything back then.
Castrol and what was the other one? Habicol?
Yeah. It was a thing. I mean, they were scary into health. But this facility is beautiful. And the young lady was giving me the tour. Say y'all offer a personal touch to the patients that y'all going to be servicing, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's
good because the patient doesn't understand the medical terms, so we speak in common language so they can understand.
Absolutely, we're visiting with Elroy Broussard, City Councilman District 1 here in Lafayette. I guess you're having your 10th month anniversary here since she was sworn in as a city councilman. Served a number of years on the school board. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges in Lafayette, in the city of Lafayette?
Communication, housing. The area that I represent is considered the old part of town, the oldest part, the original Lafayette. And the infrastructure there is not up to par. So we're trying to get that up to. And we're growing. We're growing in leaps and bounds. And we're expanding all over the place. But you know, housing is always on the forefront. Not enough housing. And they say not enough affordable housing. I don't know what affordable housing is. I don't know what it's a good monthly notes, whether it be buying or renting. I've been around a long time. I'm a seasoned person, and you know, so I don't know what's an affordable housing. I don't know what that number look like.
Well, we tend to use these terms of art and don't really have a full comprehension of what it is. Right?
No. We don't know what was affordable then. What's affordable now wasn't affordable then. I sympathize with people looking for a place to stay because things are so, you know, when years ago my first car was 25 cents a gallon, the gas was 25 cents a gallon, and I couldn't fill up then, and now I still can't fill up, so nothing's changed. Nothing has really changed, you know what I mean? So I don't know.
The denominations of the money have stayed the same, but,
that's right.
But how far it goes.
That's it, man. So you know, we've got some challenges, but we're growing, and we're trying to catch up with time. We're trying to catch up with modern day living. In this primary care facilities is going to perhaps help us stay healthy enough to enjoy life after the struggle of the everyday life.
It is definitely a step in the right direction.
It is.
Right?
It is a step in the right direction.
Well, I know they expect you out on the stage out there for the ribbon cutting, so I'm going to let you go. But thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Elroy Broussard, City Councilman, District 1 here in the city of Lafayette. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And we really appreciate you serving.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, folks, we will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.